and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 80 countries at a Swiss conference agreed on Sunday Ukraine's territorial integrity must be basis of any peace to end Russia's two-year-old war. AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was confident that the peace effort would continue.
We already have countries who indicated their interest to host the second peace summit, and we started talks with them.
However, despite attending, some key developing nations did not sign the summit's communique. India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the UAE, which were represented by foreign ministers or lower-level envoys, were among those that did not sign the final document. The document focused on issues of nuclear safety, food security, and the exchange of prisoners. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tank crewmen of Ukraine's 33rd Separate Mechanized Brigade said on Sunday they hoped for more weapons to be delivered as world leaders attended a Ukraine summit in Switzerland. Call sign Kuznia, a 58-year-old tank commander, said, quote, good sense of the world's countries, political leaders will prevail and we'll be given weapons because you can talk to the Russians only from the position of strength. Masses of pilgrims on Sunday embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia, marking the final days of Hajj pilgrimage and the start of Eid al-Adha celebrations for Muslims around the world. It came a day after the pilgrims congregated outside the holy city of Mecca. The ritual on Saturday at Mount Arafat was considered the peak of the Hajj. It's one of the largest religious